From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. And a telltale sign of the day after Christmas, a giant pile of torn and crumpled holiday wrapping paper. Unless you open gifts very carefully, all that paper has to go somewhere. You might think the recycling bin is the best place for it, but turns out it's not that simple. Emily Seiner from WPLN in Nashville takes a look at the recycled paper market and used gift wrap.
When you recycle a piece of paper, a collector picks it up, bundles it with a lot more, and sells it to a paper mill by the ton. So when Americans spend more than $7 billion on wrapping paper each year, with much of that torn off gifts during the holiday season, you might think the influx of supply would drive the price down. Not so, says Michael Hoffman with Stifel Financial.
It'd take an awful lot of Christmas paper. You won't impact the weight enough to have altered the volume in the marketplace. Just too lightweight.
About 70% of recycled paper comes from cardboard. Wrapping paper is only a small fraction, and it's thin and inky, hard to process. Bill Moore is a paper recycling consultant.
The ink diminishes the yield. It creates extra sludge. When you process it, it requires additional chemicals.
Moore is an avid recycler, but wrapping paper?
I throw it away.
Really?
I might use it to start my fire.
And forget about gift wrap made with foil or plastic. Most recyclers won't take it. In Nashville, I'm Emily Seiner for Marketplace.